And now it's time for our brain trust segment. And with us today is a real big brain that comes with a great heart, too. And his name is Marshall Goldsmith. He's one of the leading leadership coaches in the country, is ranked by Forbes magazine, and his best-selling book for 2007, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, has risen to the ranks of Amazon and Soundview Executive Summaries. Truly, it's a pleasure to have a man of his caliber with us today. Marshall, what do you have for us?
Well, very happy to be here to start with. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Excellent. So here we are, brand new year, and
I got some good news about my book. I just won the Business Book of the Year Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited.
It's a wonderful book, and if anybody listening out there hasn't read it, it's What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And we all know that to be true.
That's true.
So where can we go from here?
Well, I think what I've been talking about is basically looking at very, very successful people, getting them to ponder what got me to this level of success, and then to ask a challenge, what does it take to get to the next level? One person said the definition of insanity is repeating the same behavior and expecting different results. Well, everybody wants to take their business to a new level. Well, to do that, you've got to do something different. And basically, I look at that not in the macro level at the organizational sense, but at the micro level at the individual sense of a leader.
And is this something simply just for leaders? This is a game that everybody can play, even if they happen to be, middle-level staff.
No, this is a thing for humans.
Oh, humans. I think we all qualify.
Yeah, it's humans. And again, one thing I do very frequently is I'll ask people a question. I'll ask large groups a question. How many of you work in a business where customer satisfaction is critically important, where people should ask the customers for input, listen to this input, follow up, and get better based on what they learn from their customers? Everybody waves their hand. Is how many of you have a partner, significant other at home? A bunch of people wave their hand. And I'll pick a few out of the audience. I'll say, how important is this customer satisfaction? Critical, critical. Should people ask for feedback? Yes, yes, yes. Do you have a partner? Yes. Have you ever asked your partner, what can I do to be a better partner? No. I ask, why not? Well, basically, we're afraid to find out what people think. And what I encourage people to do is get in the habit of asking, how can I be a more effective partner, leader, friend, husband, kid?
And the point I think you're bringing up here, Marshall, is that as human beings here, it's not just simply about who we are at our work, that we take our relationships, even our home relationships with our family, with us into work.
Have I ever given you the example of the woman who told me about her experience with her mother?
Go ahead, please.
Well, it's very interesting. I was teaching the Kaiser Permanente Company, and there were 1,000 people in the Oakland Convention Center, and one woman raised her hand and said, I've been to your website. I've read everything you've written. I've been to your course twice. You should teach people to do this with their parents. She said, I went back and I asked my daughter, how can I be a better mother? And I listened. We had a great dialogue. And then I thought, I should call my own mother. So she said, I called my mother and asked her, what can I do to be a better daughter? And she said, Mom said, Dad's dead, and I live in the country, and every day I've got to take this long walk up the driveway to get to the mailbox, and almost every day there's nothing in the mailbox, and it makes me so lonely. She said, it would mean so much to me if you just send me pictures or cards or letters, so when I would go to the mailbox, there would be something in the mailbox. She started sending her mother little pictures and cards. What did that mean to her mother? Everything. What did that cause to her? Nothing. So this is a great discipline to do with our parents for 3 reasons. Number one, it's good for them. Even if they say we have nothing to improve, they'll be happy we ask. Number two, it's good for us. The number one regret children have when mom and dad die, why didn't I thank them for all they did to help me? And then number three, it's good for the kid. Because, pretty soon that old person that, we're calling on the phone, we're going to be that old person. So they're not listening to what we say, they're watching what we do. So this stuff is good to do at work. It's probably even better to do at home.
That's a great question, Marshall, and I know that I'm also probably guilty as charged here in terms of not asking that question, not nearly often enough.
That's something we can all do, and we often take for granted the most, those we should take for granted the least.
Mm. Marshall Goldsmith, what a wonderful lesson. This is something not only for business but for life itself, and just thank you so much for your wisdom, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.